3, 2, 1.
Welcome to X-Fabula!
True personal story.
X-Fabula!
X-Fabula is a Milwaukee nonprofit committed to strengthening community bonds through the art of storytelling.
And it is time for X-Fabula Radio. I'm Bruce Winter with X-Fabula co-founder Leah Delaney, who always brings stories with us on a theme, and today's theme is love.
Love. Love is in the air.
How about it?
Well, I'll tell you, the weather last week definitely inspired spring, which brings out all that good, juicy, lovey feelings. And then it snowed. And then everything. We just got divorced. Everybody got divorced.
Everything got covered up, and that was the end of it. So.
But I did bring some stories about love. We have lots to share because this coming month, and this coming week especially, is going to be packed full of good stuff, good storytelling stuff. And we'll get to those events in a minute. But I say, let's jump right into the stories. What do you think?
Let's do that, because if the theme is love, I want to hear about it.
All right. Well, in par with our theme, the first story was told at one of our February Story Slams back in 2011 when the theme was Valentine, anti-Valentine. Let's listen to Kevin Berry's story.
Would you believe that last night was the first date I ever had on Valentine's Day? Yeah, I know what you're thinking, this awkward ball of awkwardness. You know, how can you go on for so long? I'll tell you, I'll kind of just go through essentially my entire love life over the last 31 years and 5 minutes. So, you know, as a kid, you know, I grew up, you know, I went to school and we would always have Valentine's Day, and, you know, they always really kind of sold into you, you know, how big of a great holiday it was, how it was about love. So, you know, when you get that Valentine that has He-Man and She-Ra together and it has something that says, you know, by the power of Grayskull, you're sweet. You know, you kind of get into this and you think that's really, you know, it's a really big thing. And so, you know, I always kind of, you know, I liked Valentine's Day as a kid, but as the years went on, you know, as you went out of grade school, the Valentine's became a little bit less mandatory and a little bit more voluntary. And so my Valentine amount kind of dropped off. You know, growing up, you know, I had a few things going against me. One, I was very extremely shy, very introverted. You know, when everybody would be saying, hey, let's hop on the party bus, let's have fun, I'd be like, no, I'm going the other way. Number two, I went to a engineering school, the Milwaukee School of Engineering. And for some of those who, there, you probably know the ratio, so it didn't really work out too well. So as it turned out, I had my very first date when I was 26. I was very shy, but eventually I worked my way up. I had, got the courage to ask a girl out. I was playing volleyball and said, hey, can we kind of like hang out? And she was like, yeah, okay, we can do that. So I'm completely jazzed about this. We get together for the first time, and you know, we're having a good time. We're playing some volleyball because that's our thing. And then, you know, later on we're going to a party, and she says, "Okay, well, I'll come with you, and we'll drive down to the place." And I hop in, and then I realize, you know, she's sitting in, and she starts to look. Okay, what kind of music do you have? And she sees like CDs, and she says, "All right, okay." And one thing, I was a huge video game nerd growing up, so I loved listening to like video game music and all these other things. So she like looks through the CD. Okay, Final Fantasy Symphonic Suite. Okay. Best of ABBA Gold. Ooh. Stubbs the Zombie. Yeah. Ooh, that sounds pretty cool. It's about zombies. Yeah, it's also a video game. Oh, okay. So this was, as you can imagine, the most awkward car ride ever. We're just slowly going there, and I'm just saying, oh, okay, so do you like to play Nintendo? Yeah, it's okay. Okay. So you say it didn't last too long, but you know, as the years went on, you know, I met other people, you know, got together, but the timing just never worked out. Like every time around Valentine's Day, I would usually, you know, not be in a relationship. Well, that's not true. Like 1 year, I started dating a girl for all of like 1 week. So you know, it's that type of thing where you realize you don't want to. you can't come on strong. So you can't like give a card that says, "Happy Valentine's Day, I love you." They just hear go, "Happy Valentine's Day, I've got pepper spray." So, but you know, it just seemed as years would go on, I would not be, you know, with someone or on a date like on Valentine's Day. It almost seemed like some kind of cosmic game that was being played. And one year, the cosmos like pretty much kicked me in the crotch. I was dating someone and we were together for a few months, and you know, we were having a good time and we were making these plans for like a Valentine's Day day weekend. We were gonna go to have a very fancy dinner, and everything seemed to be okay. And then a few days before, she calls me and she says, "Hey Kevin, how's it going? I'm going, doing pretty well. This isn't gonna work. I can't be with you. I have to, you know, I think it's best if we just, you know, leave it like this." And you know, part of me is really devastated, and part of me is like thinking, "Really? Really? This is how you're going to do it?" It almost felt like, you know, I was on some secret reality show where like the producer was like, "Yeah, we're gonna get him. We're gonna have her break up with him, and then like next episode, we're gonna get him together with Jennifer Allison, and she's always looking for love. Oh, it's gonna be hilarious." So, but this year, you know, it finally happened after 31 years. You know, really close to me, you know, we started going out and we had a great time, and you know, we had a great, nothing too big. We just were together and it was very enjoyable. And you know, and she, you know, I won't say it wasn't awkward like the rest of my preceding 31 years. You know, I will admit there was I somehow shoehorned a conversation of the mating habits of garden gnomes in one of her conversations, but she stuck with it, and that is so awesome.
And that was Kevin Berry's story. Oh.
after so many years of, yes. I don't want to say failure, but, you know, just being...
Just seeking out that love grail, yeah, you know, the holy grail of love.
And not being able to get there, he finally does. That's a nice ending.
Yes, most definitely. So we got some stuff coming up.
You got a bunch of stuff coming up in March.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so much going on. We have a storytelling workshop for teens coming up on March 4th. We're partnering up with First Stage Theater, and they have a production called Text You Later, which has everything to do with your relationship with your telephonic device. So we're going to have a storytelling workshop at the library where you can learn more about the play itself and then reflect on the role that technology plays in your life. And so Exfabulous storytelling coaches will be there to guide you through small group activities that will help you discover, craft, and share your own true personal stories. You're going to tell your phone stories, because I'm sure some teens out there have very tight leashes on their phones.
They're not the only ones. I think people of an older age, I have seen too, that spend too much time on screen.
I'm sorry, what did you say? I was just texting somebody. Dun, 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 dun. But if you want more information about that, definitely go to exfabula.org.
Exactly.
And we have another fellowship series coming up, an event on March 7th. The theme is whiteness and privilege. And if you're unfamiliar with our fellowship series, we're using real, true personal stories for more activist purposes here. So storytelling as activism. We're going to be tackling some serious issues with whiteness and privilege. And it's going to be a community conversation and storytelling event. So you're going to hear a couple of stories from our fellows. And then we're going to have small breakout sessions where people can sit down with certified facilitators to, you know, discuss some more of your personal stories based on whiteness and privilege. So it's some serious business, but it's a good business. And if you're interested in taking part in that, I would definitely recommend registering right away, because those tend to fill up pretty quickly. It's free, but you do need to go to exfabula.org to reserve your slot.
All right. And you can find out all kinds of information at exfabula.org.
I love Exfabula. And our next story, we're jumping back into love. So we are going to travel way back in time to our very first story slam ever, held at the Art Bar back in 2009.
First ever? Oh my.
Guess what the theme was? Beginnings. Ah. So let's listen to Beth Lewinsky's story.
When I heard the theme was beginnings, it reminded me of my favorite quote about beginnings. which is actually from Steve Martin, and he writes, in the beginning of something, its ending is foretold. And we met on an elevator going down. Which, incidentally, is how I met my fiancé, John, is on an elevator going down. I was at a conference for my university out of Indiana, and he was at a conference for his university out of Ohio, and we met in Virginia. I had seen him before the elevator. I had noticed in the opening conference that I was in that was far beyond my pay grade as someone who had worked for the Media Council for approximately 90 days, that he was paying far more attention to me than to the woman who was talking endlessly about PDF format. He took the elevator down with me from the third floor to the first floor, and his opening line to me upon staring at my name tag, which is an uncomfortable situation to be in when your name tag rests here, he said, ah, you went to Notre Dame. My mother went there. Also interesting, seeing as he was clearly 35 and Notre Dame had only been co-ed for 29 years. Really, did she? He laughed and said, yes, but she went to Notre Dame in Ohio, the college, not the university. And I said, I'd hate to have to pay for the difference on tips. An inauspicious beginning, but he laughed harder than he needed to, and I knew something was up. Not wanting to be a conventioneer, nothing happened with John at that convention. A conversation or two in the lobby, an exchange of conversation in the hallway, always proceeded by my saying, I'm extremely tired and I have a very early meeting tomorrow, which is hard to get away with when he's on the same schedule as you are. A year or so later, in the course of my duties at my job, my boss asked me to find out about another conference that was taking place in San Francisco. I realized very soon that John, who I had not spoken to since, was the only person I'd ever known who had been to said conference. I IM'd him one day on his IM account and asked him about it. He very quickly, after two or three sentences, asked me if I was still as lovely as I had been in Virginia. It was the beginning of trying to understand how to take a compliment from someone you barely know. Very quickly after that, IM conversations became email conversations, which became phone conversations. And one sweetest day, I took a train from South Bend, Indiana to Cleveland, Ohio. It was the beginning of a much longer journey than the 5 hours it took on a train ride. After a few weeks of dating, very quickly, I love yous were exchanged. Later that year, John bought a house that I was to move into. I saw the house, and he said he was keeping certain rooms for my things, but there wasn't a lot of room for my things. I was very much in love, and it was my beginning of understanding that when the person is in the right place, very little other furniture is needed. However, it was also in some ways the beginning of the end. See, I lied to you when I said my fiancé, John, because John is not even his name. I lied to protect the absent, because one morning when he had arrived at my apartment to take my furniture to begin our cohabitation together, I woke up and he was leaving with only his things. It was the beginning of my understanding that all things are impermanent. But it was also the beginning of a new kind of life. It was the beginning of my moving back here to Milwaukee. It was the beginning of a career in comedy and theater and all sorts of things that would never have happened had he not chose to end our beginning there. And I also couldn't think it was a surprise, because after all, in the beginning of something, its ending is foretold, and we'd met on an elevator going down.
And that was Beth Lewinsky's love story.
Yeah, well, you know, our first story today worked out well. The second one, not so much. But good story nonetheless. And that was from the first story slam ever. That's good.
And we have more story slams coming up. We have a couple more. We have one in March and April, and then we go to the All-Stars. So keep your eyes open for those dates and all of the dates for the fellowship series, the Text You Later event with the teens. Holy cow, so much going on. All of that and much more can be found at xfabula.org.
And if you want to hear these Ex Fabula radio shows, you can listen at wuwweb.com. Once they are on the air on Saturday and Sunday, then they go up on our website, wuwweb.com. This week's and past week's, you can find them all at wuwweb.com. And we are here every weekend with stories from Ex Fabula. Leah shows up and brings the stories on a theme, and we'll do it again next week.